Hello.
Hello, my name is Shani. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested from customer service today. May I get your zip
Shani,
code,
I
please?
was looking at my bank account and I see where y'all requested a $56 or something transaction to be sent to you. Well, I don't know who you are. Who are you, and why are you going into my bank account? I guess that's what I'd like to know.
Okay, well, you've contacted me here at a third-party call center, and we do represent many different online vendors and handle their customer accounts. So I will need to get a little bit of information from you first so we can get an account located and see what company that you're with.
Well, the only thing that I've done different was Home Depot put out a survey, and you could they were gonna they the reward was a free Dyson vacuum, rechargeable, but all you had to pay was the shipping, which was $5. And I thought, well,
Okay.
that's worth that. And I
What's your
took
zip
the
code to see if we can locate an account?
76301.
And your first and last name, please.
George Callejas, Callejas.
Okay, thank you. Could you confirm your address for me, please? Let me get an account pulled up. I do have an account here associated with your name.
804 Grant Street, Wichita Falls, Texas.
Okay, thank you. I do see where you did complete the sweepstakes offer for the Dyson. There were some terms and conditions listed on the page that if once you paid your shipping, you would be enrolling into additional offers. So you were enrolled into Bites Hub, and that is a meal plan app that you can download for any type of mobile device. With Bites Hub, it does help you to use real food to boost your energy and also cut sugar and carb cravings from your diet. So that's why your account was billed the $59.89. That is the monthly subscription charge for the app.
Can I turn that down? I mean, I don't want that.
Well, it is a beneficial app. If you did like to remain, I can reduce it down to $20 each month for you.
No, I would just have to do some research on it, and I don't know anything about them or anything about the product that they're selling, so I'll take time and go out and research that, and then if I do decide I want that, well, I'll get back with you. But I don't I missed that, I guess, in the small print. I'm sorry, but I didn't see that. And I'm normally pretty good about reading the small print because, I thought it was just $5 to pay the shipping, and you got a free Dyson out of it. But unfortunately, nothing's free. But anyway, I would like to have full credit returned back to my bank account, and then I'll research it and get back with you at a later date.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and get the account canceled for you. Regarding a refund, there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee for the app, but I can refund $54.89 back to you.
I'll take that.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I will place you on a brief hold so we can go ahead and make sure that everything is canceled, and I will issue the $54.89 credit for you, okay?
Okay.
I appreciate you being patient. I am almost done.
Okay.
While we're waiting, if you could go ahead and grab yourself an ink pen so that way, once I finish, I can give you that cancellation number.
All right, got it.
Right, we do have everything canceled and I did credit back $54.89. It does take 3 to 5 business days to receive that back to your account. And your confirmation number confirming your cancel will be 920-621-896.
Okay. Got it.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
That's all I need, ma'am. I appreciate appreciate your promptness in getting that back to me. I'm sorry I didn't read the small print. It could have saved us a little bit of trouble here, but I'll research the product, and if I get interested in it, I'll call you back.
Okay. But, well,
I'll look for that credit in the next 2 or 3 days.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for calling customer service. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.